Suspended animation. One consistent criticism of the rocket designs I have presented so far is that even if we could build such starships, it would take decades to centuries to reach nearby stars. Such a mission would need to involve a multi-generational crew whose descendants would arrive at the final destination. One solution, proposed in such movies as Alien and Planet of the Apes, is for space travelers to undergo suspended animation. That is, their body temperature would be carefully lowered until bodily functions almost cease. Animals that hibernate do this every year during the winter. Certain fish and frogs can be frozen solid in a block of ice and yet thaw out when the temperature rises. Biologists who have studied this curious phenomenon believe that these animals have the ability to create a natural antifreeze that lowers the freezing point of water. This natural antifreeze consists of certain proteins in fish and glucose in frogs. By flooding their blood with these proteins, fish can survive in the Arctic at about -2°C. Frogs have evolved the ability to maintain high glucose levels, thereby preventing the formation of ice crystals. Although their bodies might be frozen solid on the outside, they are not frozen on the inside, allowing their bodily organs to continue to operate, albeit at a reduced rate. There are problems with adapting this ability to mammals, however. When human tissue is frozen, ice crystals begin to form inside the cells. As these ice crystals grow, they can penetrate and destroy cell walls. Celebrities who want to have their heads and bodies frozen in liquid nitrogen after death may want to think twice. Nevertheless, there has been recent progress in limited suspended animation in mammals that do not usually hibernate, such as mice and dogs. In 2005, scientists at the University of Pittsburgh were able to bring dogs back to life after their blood had been drained and replaced by a special ice-cold solution. Clinically dead for 3 hours, the dogs were brought back to life after their hearts were restarted. Although most of the dogs were healthy after this procedure, a few suffered some brain damage. That same year, scientists were able to place mice in a chamber containing hydrogen sulfide and successfully reduce their body temperature to 13°C for 6 hours. The metabolism rate of the mice dropped by a factor of 10. In 2006, doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston placed pigs and mice in a state of suspended animation using hydrogen sulfide. In the future, such procedures may be life-saving for people involved in severe accidents or who suffer heart attacks during which every second counts. Suspended animation might allow doctors to freeze time until patients can be treated. But it could be decades or more before such techniques can be applied to human astronauts, who may need to be in suspended animation for centuries.